ओम भद्रं कन्ने विष्णुनुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागुंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेम देवहितैर्यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः I really mean when I chant the Shanti Mantra, I really mean may all of us be blessed with a good health, good emotional well-being, you know, good physical health, and then good healthy limbs. That is why swasti, no, that is why I say, Bhadram karne bhishnuyama devaha, Bhadram pashem akshabharyajatraha, sthirai rangai istushtuvagam sastanobihi, vyashema devahi tayyadayuhu, swasti na indro vriddhashravaha, swasti na pusha vishravedaha, swasti na starksho arishtanemihi, swasti no bruhaspatir dadhatu. I mean it. That's why I'm repeating it, mantra.
Quick meaning.
So, we were in the second section of second mundaka, where I told you, the whole section is devoted to the unfoldment of the sat being the chit. And last class I told you very clearly, the whole jagat is Brahman. Whole jagat is Brahman. Whole jagat is Brahman means what? Brahman alone is in the form of the jagat. When I say Brahman alone is in the form of the jagat, the whole jagat, Brahman is not the jagat, Brahman is in the form of the jagat. That means whole jagat is nothing but Brahman. So what is jagat then? Pure consciousness, the pure chit, or the pure sat with namarupam is the jagat. Isn't it? But you see, once you see, the whole jagat is not just the namarupa. Isn't it? Namarupa sahitam chittalon. If you can see the chit, you cannot see the pure chit as an external thing, as a paroksha vishaya. Is it now? You cannot see pure consciousness, pure existence as a paroksha vishaya, as an external thing, as an object of knowledge perception, external to the self. But here you can see, so what you see as an object is pure consciousness or pure existence plus namarupa. But if you want to see the pure consciousness minus, isn't it, the jagat minus namarupa, then it is available one not as a paroksha vastu but as a aparoksha vastu. Aparoksha vastu means what? Not an external thing, not even an internal thing, but the immediate self. In internal, problem again. Not an external, not an internal, but an immediate self. Is it clear now? Therefore, the whole Brahman, that which is in the form of the universe, is nothing but the self, the nearest self. When you say this, what is what? Mahavakyam. Isn't it? Anything which connects, reveals the identity. Can namarupa sahitam individual, namarupa, what is chit? The individual is namarupa sahitam chit. Jagat also is namarupa sahitam chit only. But I can say sat also. But namarupa rahitam sat is namarupa rahitam chit. Where do you understand? In your buddhi, in your mind, antahkarnam, as what? As the very self. That is the main teaching of the whole of the second section. Only one thing, subject matter is only one thing, but it is repeated. reveal again and again. It is said for us to understand, retain, to assimilate, to ascertain, to be with that, to make it. The same class should become contemplation. You will see that. I've been telling you, my class itself will become contemplation. I told you, you had to bear with me with the patience. You had to be sitting in the class, but I had to cover certain syllabus. No, only then you can be that. We haven't even completed one text properly. How can you? I promised you that, isn't it? So be with me in the class and see as it goes for again, again, again. In spite of repetitions, you will see. No, you will be with the subject matter. So we saw the last class. What happens when we talk now? Now you know, because Drik Disha class we saw what is that which makes the body alive and what is that which makes the body dead. Association of the mind with the body. Not just the mind. Okay, you know that association of the mind, the conscious mind with the body, isn't it? Makes the body live and conscious. The separation of the body, quitting of the mind from the body, departure of the mind from the body makes the body dead. And how long does the mind exist? As long as ajnanam is there. Isn't it? As long as ajnanam is there, mind will be there. In the wake of the knowledge, the mind will be resolved. And even after jnanam, mind will be there as long as the prarabdha is there. When will the mind leave the physical body? After knowledge or after the exhaustion of prarabdha? Now, even after jnanam, mind will be there in the body. When the prarabdham gets exhausted, mind will leave. But for a jnani's mind, after leaving the body, it will resolve for good. And a jnani's mind will assume another body. That is the difference. And here we were talking about the jnani. Bhidyate hridaya granthihi. Chidyante asya asya karma samshayaha. No? Akshayante cha asya karmani. What happens to a jnani in the wake of the jnanam? The knot of ignorance goes, is resolved. Ignorance ball, all the problems also will be resolved. Ignorance goes means ignorance born, all other problems, adhyasaha, adhyaropaha, asha, you know, dukkham, all this doubt, all desires and passion, attachment and attachment cost, the pain. All these things will go. Okay? He says, Vidyate hridaya granthihi. Chidyante samshayaha. So after jnanam also, the jnani may go through physical pain. The physical problems may be there for the jnani. But the perspective is different. Jnani's response to the pain, emotional response, isn't it? Response to the pain will be different. Understand now? That is, the perspective will be different. That I'll talk about it later on. Now let me see here. So all forms of doubts will resolve. All forms, I explained to you last class itself, you know, what is birth, what is death, what is life, why problems are there. Like all the doubts will go. And now, doubts means, and Swami, actually Shankara mainly says, talks about pramanagata samshayaha. Pramanagata samshayaha means the pramanam, whether shastram serves as means of knowledge or not. That doubt will go. Why? When the shastram has blessed you with the purpose of studying the shastram, can you still doubt the shastram? Isn't it? You cannot doubt. Even before starting your study, you should have shraddha in what the shastram says. With the distrust, without having any faith in what shastram says, out of curiosity when you sit in the class and listen about our study shastram, then pramanam really will not bless you. The total faith when you study, even the medicine for you, for the doctor, medicine given the doctor has to work means you should have trust in the doctor, isn't it? Of course, Paradha, if what medicine he gives, that's a different thing, isn't it? But still, but here Pramanam will not fail. And Pramana Gati Samshayam also will go. Will Shastram serve as means of knowledge of the reality? Doubt cannot be there. Why? Shastram has blessed you with the vision. Then Prameya Gata Samshayaha. Then what doubt? All the doubt about the reality. Listen now. What is there's no doubt? In everything, you then the whole Jagat, in fact, you will see there's nothing needs to be changed in the universe. That's a big thing. What we always we think, this change should take place, that change should take place, that must be like this, this must be like this, government must be like this, people must be like this, this they shouldn't have been like this, this shouldn't have been. All these things will go. No way. You will understand everything is in proper order. Anything which seems to be disorder also is within the realm of law and order. And things which are in imbalance, they'll all become balanced. Understand now? You will see the beauty of that Nanyanam. That's what you say, Sarva Samshayaha Chidyante. You know, that Hridaya Granthi Bidyate Asya Karmani Kshiyante. For this Jnani, I told you, everyone has what? Sanchitam karma, which one has been accumulating from timelessly. Isn't it? Immemorial time. Immemorial have been accumulating. We can't even count how many janmas I have passed or how many more janmas are going to come. Nothing. We don't know anything. We don't know anything. Why am I born? How am I born? Who? Why? Nothing. We are just here. Okay? Like what? Like eyes being tied, closed and left all alone in the big jungle, dark jungle. You can't even open and see your eyes. That is how you are here in the world. You don't know anything. Why you are here? What is birth? Why are you born? Why this life? Nothing. You only have what? Hunger is there, thirst is there. You know how knowledge is also given how to, you know, take care of your needs. That's all Bhagavan has blessed us with. Isn't it? That is what here the Sanchitam is there. And Paradha you have to exhaust. You can't escape from Paradha. No worship and no prayer and nothing can really help you to undo the Paradha. They can help you neutralize the Paradha, overcome the Paradha, not undo the Paradha. And Paradha has to be exhausted. While exhausting the Paradha, you accumulate Agami. And once Agami is there, Agami will join Sanchitam. It will be endless, this karma bandha, samsaraha. And this, he becomes free from. Jnani becomes what? Kshiyante karmani. For a jnani, in jnanam, the ajnanam being resolved, adhyasa being not there, adhyaropaha being not there, what is not there? This is doership, enjoyership also goes. With Vain Bhagavad Gita, Tattvavit, no? Tattvavit is what? He has, he'll be still physically active. What he gives up is the notion that I am the doer. And I am the enjoyer notion also goes. This will analyze in Dhruv Trisha very beautifully later on about how the we'll understand very clearly later on the Dhruv Trisha class. So here he becomes free from Sanchita and Agami and Paradham also he lives and exhausts. Only Paradham exhausts, the mind leaves and mind will be resolved. That is when what? Manifest consciousness. There won't be manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness. Why? The reflective media will not be there. Reflective medium will not be there. What happens to reflecting medium? Resolved. Why? Ajnanam is not there. Ajnanam is there. Mind can survive. Ajnanam is resolved. Mind will what now? What is not there? Vritti aspect of mind will resolve. What happened to the dravya amsham of the mind? It will join the universal mind. Is it clear now? Is what will happen. The vritti aspects will resolve. The mind material will join the material. What happens to these elements join the elements. Similarly, mind also will join what? Total mind. Understand now? So mind will not be there. Nagyanam is goes. This is called what now? No, kshiyante asya karmani. Agami is gone, Sanjita Maharaj has gone, Parabdha is exhausted, no karma, therefore videha muktihi. Videha mukti, time, the mind goes. Okay? Then Bhrantija Tadatyam goes, Karmija Tadatyam also goes. After that, videha mukti. Is it there now? There was, then Sanjita Tadatyam is not possible. We'll understand it later on. Don't worry. No, let me take next. No, I don't want to confuse. Again, bring it here. When tasmin drishte paravare. When tasmin drishte paravare. When the Bhagavad, that reality is understood. Okay. We have to read Swamiji's book. So, I think I have no time to do much. Okay. We'll go to the 10th mantra. Same thing is repeated. I tell you, there's no better yajna, there's no better worship, there's no better japaha, there's no better karma, there's no better offering than studying Upanishad and understanding it. You know that? This is called jnana yajna. What is happening here is the yajna. It's jnana yajna. Why? The words are the shastra's words. Explanation is what? Havis. And your ears are the Agni Kunda. Your hearing power is the Agni. And into the fire of hearing power, Shastra Jnanam, the oblation called Shastra Jnanam is poured. No, the explanation of Shastra's words is poured. Ghee, oblation. Then it goes, reaches whom? Devata called mind. And what happens? Jnanam. Understanding, clarity. That's why Jnana Yajna is the best of the yajnas. Understand, that's why it is a worship. It's a very, very highly sanctifying, highly the sacred we are involved in now. The study of the Upanishad, touching Upanishad, studying Upanishad, reading mantras, understanding it, explaining it, not an easy joke. Because everywhere it's happening, we can take it simple. I'm not saying, talking, boast about my teaching. Generally, wherever it happens, whoever Swami, whoever is explaining this, this curve, what is happening, this is the best of the exalted form of worship also. Okay. 10th mantra. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe Virajam Brahma Nishkalam Tachubram Jyotisham Jyotihi Tad Yad Atmavidaha Viduhu. Okay, he says Viduhu. Viduhu means what? No. Viduhu means no. Jananti. Viduhu means no. Arihirarhal. No. Who know? Atmavidaha. Atma vidaha means what? Tattva vidaha. The knower of the self is called Atmavit. Atmavit means who? Knower of the self. Vit means knower. Atmavit means self-knower, knower of the self. One who knows the self. One who knows the self as what? How does one know the self? One who knows the self means, before knowing what the self is, he would have thought this body as the self, he would have thought this seer one as the self, sorry, seer two as the self, then he would have mistaken all this body, mind and complex, the karya karana sanghata for the self for him before, isn't it? Now he knows this karya karana sanghataha, this body mentions complex, they're all material objects of knowledge, and actually that which he lends the existence to them by illumining them, by making them conscious and sentient, you know, by bringing them to light is what? At least sakshi. One who knows the self is the one who knows the self as the sakshi, like the witness, one who's there in all the three states of experience. So now, sakshi rupena, how does one know the self? How does one know the self? How does one know the self? Isn't one knows the self as the Sakshi? Isn't it? Sakshi Rupena Yeva Chitihi, isn't it? Is this avalabhyate, isn't it? Upalabhyate. It's available for recognition only as the Sakshi. Who is that? Who is there as the witness? Knowing, illumining the three states of mind, you have nothing but consciousness. So there is Sakshi. The Sakshi is Chitihi, consciousness. One knows. And Hachappa, one who knows that Sakshi, who the Sakshi is, Chitihi, pure consciousness, and that consciousness is Atma, all-pervasive reality. That is the Nama Rupa Rahitam Chit. Consciousness minus what? Pure consciousness without any Nama Rupa. Pure consciousness with the Nama Rupa is what? Mind. Pure Namarupa is what? Sense powers. Pure conscious with Namarupa is what? Pranas. Pure conscious with Namarupa is what? All our kidney, lungs and heart and everything, our intestines and then his human body, all the cells and nerves and blood vessels and tissues and muscles, bones and marrow, everything. And consciousness plus Namarupa is what? All the stones, all the living things, non-living things, mobile things, immobile things. All that we are perceiving is what? Consciousness plus Namarupa. But pure consciousness minus all this Namarupa is what? Sakshi. Isn't it Sakshi? No? Who is the Sakshi? All pervasive reality. That's why Atma, Self. So, Viduhu. Atma Vidaha Viduhu. Okay, those who know the Self know. Those who know the self know what? Again, Upanishad presents Mahavakyam. The one who knows the self knows Brahman. One who knows Atma knows Brahman. What is Brahman? Brahman, a reality of the whole Jagat. Existence of the whole Jagat. The pure Sat, which is in the form of the Jagat, which is existence of the Jagat, is what? Brahman. See, isn't it? What is that Brahman? Brahman is all pervasive reality. How does he know that Brahman? By knowing this self. You don't need to know the pure Nama Rupa Rahitam Sat, pure existence. Without Nama Rupa, you can never objectify. Isn't it? Existence is in the form of all the whole Jagat Nama Rupa. Existence is there as the existence of the Jagat. But you want to say existence without the Jagat as what? As Atma. Understand now? So this again, he says, Atma Vidaha Viduhu. Those who know the Self know what? Brahman. The existence of the whole, truth of the whole Jagat, reality of the whole Jagat, existence of the whole Jagat. Those who know the Self know the reality which is in the form of the Jagat. That means what? Those who do not know the Self cannot know, do not know reality in the form of being in the form of Jagat. If a person has to know whole Jagat is nothing but Brahman, Brahman the reality alone is in the form of the Jagat, then he should know what? The Self. Is it clear now? So to see the Jagat as Namarupa Sahitam Chit, Namarupa Sahitam Sat, one should know Namarupa Rahitam Chit, Sat as Chit, as the Self, as the Sakshi. Is it clear now? Therefore, there is no way of knowing. It's one and the same. Is it clear now? I'm repeating again. Brahman the Chaitanyam, Brahman the existence, in the plus Namarupa and the Jagat, is nothing but the Atma, the pure Satchit. So, Atma Vidaha Viduhu. Those who know the Self alone know Brahman. Those who do not know the Self do not know Brahman. Isn't it? Tannai Arivadavan, Paramparulai Ariyadavan. Isn't it? One who knows the Self alone knows the reality, knows the Lord. One who does not know the Self does not know the reality. Look at this. No, I do not know the Self, but I don't know what the reality is. I do not know what the self is. I do not know, but I know what the reality is, you know. If somebody comes and tells you, don't believe them, that's what Upanishad says. They do not know. The reality can never be known without, understand, having known the self. In fact, reality of the jagat, the existence of the jagat, that which is in the form of the jagat, is available for recognition only as the self, in one's own mind, as the sakshi, as the knower, as object of knowledge. There's only way. There's no shortcut method. There's no other way. Therefore, atma vidaha eva viduhu, atma vidaha viduhu. Those who know the self alone know Brahman. What is that Brahman? Now, how do they know the self? What is that self? Jyotisham jyotihi. Now, he says, atma vidaha, those who know the self, know what? They know the absolute light. Jyotihi, they know the jyotihi. Paranjyotihi, mahajyotihi, mahadevaha. I taught you, mahajyotihi, paranjyotihi is what? Jyotisham jyotihi. Jyotihi is another word for devaha. Devaha, jyotihi, two words mean what? Jyotish, jyotihi is a neuter gender word. Understand now? Means light. So, we have pancha jyotishaha. Understand now? Jyotishaha, jyotisham jyotihi, jyotisham jyotisham jyotihi. Understand now? Jyotisham jyotihi. Now, oli, oli, in oli, ye. We have that word now. Abhiram Bhattar sings it in Tamil. So, jyotisham jyotihi, paranjyotihi, mahajyotihi, makar jyotihi, Tirunamala jyoti. That's why we have celebrate every year Tirunamala jyoti. Now, jyotihi itself is what? What is the light here? There is no other light other than pure knowledge. See, pure knowledge is the light, absolute light. What about the sun, moon? Lights. Relative lights. Understand now? What is the absolute light? Pure knowledge. Let us use the word pure knowledge instead of using awareness and consciousness for a change. Okay, pure knowledge is what? Jyotisham, absolute light. Mind is what? Relative light, jyotihi. What about senses? Lights, jyotihi. What about the sunlight? Jyotihi. Chandraha, Suriha, Nakshatram, Tarakam, Vidyut, all are jyotisha, jyotishani. Now we have jyotish only. But still, light of all lights is what now? Jyotisham, jyotihi is pure knowledge. Where do you know the pure knowledge? Pure knowledge is there everywhere or not? Pure knowledge is present everywhere. Present everywhere, but do you know the pure knowledge is an object? No. But where do you know the pure knowledge? We recognize the pure knowledge as the sakshi, as the subject of knowledge, as the knower of mind, as the illuminator of mind, as the very self, as the content of I, isn't it? As the meaning of the I. Is it clear now? Then what do you call it? Atma. All pervasive self. The self, but is why all pervasive self? Self is the only self of all the beings. Isn't it? There are many selves are not there. Self happens to be the only self of all the beings. We have to say what now? All pervasive self. Atma viduhu, viduhu. So, atma vidaha, viduhu. Those who know the self alone know, what do they know? They know the atma as what? Jyotisham jyotihi. Isn't it? The light of all the lights, pure knowledge. And what is it? Pure knowledge? Tat chubram. Chubram, that is shubram. Shubram means white in color. Literally it means are clean and pure. It is pure. Because pure knowledge is pure or not? Knowledge is pure. Isn't it? There is no impure knowledge. Why? Because knowledge cannot be touched or tainted or made dirty by anything. When there is light, light illumines the red color, light illumines the dull color, light illumines the multicolors, light illumines all the bodies, white skin, brown skin, all the colors, the dirt also, dirty also, everything light illumines. But the light illumining light is, you know, touched by, is the light touched by any of the colors, any of the objects illumined? No. Untouched. Untainted. So what? It's never becomes impure. That is Shubhram. You know, the pure consciousness? Pure consciousness is always pure. Isn't it now? All the problems belong to what? Only Nam Rupa. Not to the Chaitanyam as such. So he says Shubhram. He is Nishkalam. Say no? Nishkalam. What is Nishkalam? All he talking about Brahman now. Look at this. Nishkalam. Nishkalam means what? You say Sakalam, Nishkalam. Nishkalam is opposite for Sakalam. Now what is Sakalam? Sakala means having many digits. No? Suppose Sakala, Sakala, Sakalaha, Chandraha means what? The moon with many digits is called Sakalaha. Okay, Sakalaha means also different parts. Kala means a part. Kala is part, a digit. It's called part. Now, every human being is what? Sakalaha. Because it has many parts, isn't it? Sakalaha means many parts are there. Hands, legs, no, head, neck, trunk, it's all link put together, isn't it? Many parts are there. So many limbs are, there's many parts, isn't it? Everything in this universe has many parts. Many things put together is what? Sakala. So here, Nishkalam. Why Nishkalam? Partless. So what? If it is partless, anything which has parts alone is subject to division, subject to get divided. Therefore, it is indivisible. A partless thing, how can it be divided? The space cannot be divided. Light cannot be divided. Answer no. Consciousness cannot be divided. Indivisible, partless. So what? It is all pervasive everywhere means when you say whole. Indivisible, partless, whole. Is it? So Nishkalam. Nishkalam, and he says, Brahma Virajam. No, Brahma Virajam. Rajam means what? All blemishes and sins. We always talk about the impurities. Now here, no punya, papa, etc. is what now? Karma, karapalam, etc. We have rajas, saraja. But virajam means what? That which is consciousness does not have punyam, papam. Consciousness does not have any blemishes. Isn't it? Consciousness doesn't have desire. Consciousness doesn't have anger. Consciousness doesn't have... It's all, okay? Anger, desire, jealousy, hatred, aversion, passion, dispassion. Consciousness doesn't have anything. Isn't it? Likes and dislikes. But what? All are consciousness only. Isn't it? Consciousness doesn't have anything. Therefore, virajam. It's like saying, water does not have waves. Can you say water has waves? Water doesn't have waves. Similarly, consciousness does not have all these, what? Punya papa, blemishes, etc. Therefore, virajam. Pure knowledge doesn't have anything. Virajam, Brahma, Nishkalam. Nishkalam, Brahma, Virajam, Brahma, Jyotisham, Jyotihi, Brahma. You have to remember, what is Brahman? Now Shubhram Brahma. Isn't it? Now he says, this Brahman, look at Virajam, say now. Nishkalam, Shubhram, Jyotisham, Jyotihi, Brahma, Viduhu. See, who? Atma Vidaha. Those who know the self நோ பிரம்மன். விச் பிரம்மன்? விரஜம் பிரம்மா, நிஷ்கலம் பிரம்மா, ஜோதிஷ் ஓகே, சுப்ரம் பிரம்மா, ஜோதிஷாம் ஜோதிஹி பிரம்மா. பட் வேர் டு தே நோ? வேர் டு தே நோ? நோ. ஒன் டே பிரம்மன் கேம் இன் ட்ரீம் அண்ட் கேவ் தர்ஷன் ஆல்சோ. நோ ஆஸ்க் கம் ஆன் யூ, ஐ ஹர்ட் ஆல், ஐ ஹவ் ரெட் ஆல் யுவர் லெட்டர்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் யுவர் திங்ஸ். I accepted your prasadam. I'm very happy with the halwa you offered to me. If Bhagavan comes in, it comes in dream, he is not, that person is not Bhagavan. Okay, dream, I'm not saying everything, dream is Bhagavan, but Bhagavan is not dream. The whoever comes in dream is Bhagavan. Understand now, whether saffron robe person comes, black robe person comes, brown robe comes, blue robe person comes, whoever comes in dream is what? Bhagavan. Why? Dream is Bhagavan, dreamer is Bhagavan, dreamt is Bhagavan, everything is Bhagavan. Understand now, this is what we are going to understand the dream very beautifully in Drik Drishya. Drik Drishya will really break all your doubts. Lots of doubts will go. Drik Drishya will bring a lot of clarity. You know what I'm saying here? Because in which form, isn't it? That's why, because we should choose that Bhagavan, isn't it? Where does he know? Where does he know the Bhagavan? Whole Jagat is Bhagavan. Shubhram Chaitanyam. Shubhram Jyotisham Jyotihi Chaitanyam. Now this Virajam Brahma Chaitanyam, isn't it? That Chaitanyam, where do these Atmavidaha know? Where do they know? Hiranmaye Pare Koshe. Say now. Hiranmaye Pare Koshe. No, Paraha Koshaha. No, Paraha Koshaha. No, the exalted of the Kosh. Not exalt actually here. Paraha Koshaha means what? Outside it is Aparaha. Aparaha, Paraha, Paraha, Paraha. It goes like this. What is far? No, no, Annamayaha Kosha is what? Out, external Kosha. Isn't it? Perceptible Kosha. Then you go Pranamayaha Koshaha, then Manomayaha Koshaha, then Vijnanamayaha Koshaha, then Anandamayaha Koshaha. Isn't it? So Paraha Koshaha, but Anandamayaha Koshaha is the Paraha Koshaha. What is Aparaha for Anandamayaha? Vijnanamayaha. What is Apara for Vijnanamaya? Manomaya. What is Apara for Manomaya? Pranamaya. What is Apara for Manomaya? Pranamaya? Annamaya. What is Apara for Annamaya? Nothing. It's a kosha. I want to remind you. So, for Annamaya, Paraha is what? Pranamaya. For Pranamaya, what is Paraha? Manomaya. For Manomaya, Vijnanamaya. For Vijnanamaya, Anandamaya. This is why Tattva Bodha is important. Understand now? Tattva Bodha has to be studied now. You have to remember all the koshas. Doesn't matter. We'll repeat it. We'll do it. So, Paraha Koshaha is what now? Anandamayaha Koshaha. Isn't it? Means what? When the mind, Anandamayaha Koshaha means what? Mind is non, mind is passive, mind is resolved, all the vrittis are resolved. Okay, vritti aspect of mind is resolved. Mind material alone is there. There is reflection of consciousness. But reflection of consciousness is there, but they do not illumine anything. Why? There is no perception, isn't it? They illumine what? They illumine nothingness. If something is there, it light illumines. If you remove it, nothing is to be illumined. Isn't it? Anandamayaha Koshaha, all thoughts are resolved. There is only what? Nothing is there. Isn't it? Nothing is there. The knowledge I am also is not there. The world is also is not there. Then Anandamayaha Koshaha. There what is there? Who's there? Illumining the Anandamaya Koshaha. Isn't it? That is Paraha Koshaha and Hiranmayaha Koshaha. Why Hiranmayaha? Hiranmayaha means brilliant, blazing, glittering, shining kosha. Why Hiranyam means gold. And always in Shastram, to say that is something which is well lit, we say Hiranmayam. Even Mahalakshmi said to be, no, Hiranyavarna. No, we say that Hiranyavarna, Hiranmayi, Hiranmayi, we say that. So Hiranmayam, Hiranmayaha Kosha is what now? Ever illumined. The consciousness is always there. Manifesting medium is there. Therefore, manifestation of consciousness, reflection of consciousness will be there. The consciousness being always reflected in the reflecting medium, mind, it is ever illumined. Understand now? Mind is ever illumined. Don't say mind is sometimes half put, not illumined. Mind, there's no time, mind is not illumined. Whether the mind resides in the body, it is illumined. Whether mind quits the body and goes away, still illumined. Why? Why? Tell me. Consciousness is always there, everywhere there. That is why. If consciousness is not there, it goes out. Isn't it? Consciousness is all pervasive. Pure consciousness is all pervasive. It is everywhere. Therefore, when the reflecting medium, wherever it is shifted, reflection will be there. Isn't it? Reflection will be there wherever it is shifted. Why? Because consciousness is that which the source of reflection is all pervasive. Everywhere, always. Therefore, the reflecting medium, wherever it goes, it will reflect what? Consciousness. Isn't it? Therefore, it is ever illumined, ever shining. That's why it's called what now? Hiranmayaha Koshaha. Mind is the Hiranmayaha Koshaha. Is it clear now? This mind, this Hiranmayaha Koshaha, because why it should be Hiranmayaha Koshaha? Ever shining means what? Ever illumined, ever conscious. Mind never becomes inert. Mind, even though basically it is inert, mind is always conscious, always sentient, because always sentient, conscious, and always illumined, shining, because it is consciousness, the source of reflection, isn't it, is eternal. Therefore, manifestation also is what now? When the manifesting medium is there, manifestation will be there. Is it clear now? Therefore, Hiranmayaha Koshaha. To make it simple, the Atma Vidaha know the Atma in their own mind. That's a simple thing. As a Sakshi. Hiranmaye Koshe. They cannot see Bhagavan anywhere else. They have to see Bhagavan in the Buddhi, Hiranmaya Kosha, so that they can see Bhagavan outside. Is it now? To see Bhagavan outside, one has to see Bhagavan inside. Once one sees Bhagavan inside, then when they see Bhagavan outside, they will understand there is no inside outside for Bhagavan. Is it clear now? Very, very important. How to know? Bhagavan doesn't have inside or outside. The reality, Brahman doesn't have inside or outside. All the sides are Bhagavan. Bhagavan does not have inside and outside. To know Bhagavan is now sideless, isn't it? No inside and outside. To know that, one has to see Bhagavan outside. But to be able to see Bhagavan outside, one has to see Bhagavan first inside. So, Atma Viduhu Viduhu. So, what has he brought in now? How do you understand the Mahavakyam here? They know Brahman. What is Brahman? The limitless, eternal, timeless, all-pervasive reality, the existence of everything, they know. As what? As the Self. What is Self? As what? Jyotisham Jyotihi Shubhram. Isn't it? Pure. Anishkalam, indivisible, partless whole. They know this reality as Jyotisham Jyotihi. Where do they know? Hiranmaye Parekoshe. Whenever you say, see the truth of the whole in your buddhi, Mahavakyam. What is Mahavakyam? You see the reality of the whole in your mind as this self when they say it is a Mahavakyam. Why? Self in the buddhi is the truth of the whole. Self in the buddhi is the truth of the individual. The same truth of the individual is the truth of the whole. When the mantra says it is a Mahavakyam. Have you got it now? Chai is the Mahavakyam? You have to see the Mahavakyam. Can I wake you up all now from sleep? I know, two big classes, isn't it? Hiranmaye pare koshe virajam brahmanishkalam tachubram jyotisham jyotihi tad yad atmavidaha viduhu. When they say they know the indivisible, partless whole reality of the whole Jagat Brahman, which is the pure and indivisible partless whole, which is the light of all the lights, which is Nama pure knowledge, in their own mind, which is ever illumined mind, when they know as the self, when it said, Mahavakyam is complete. Isn't it? It means the author makes it very clear. There's no way of knowing Brahman reality as an object outside in any form. Reality has to be known in the mind, not as the mind, but as the witness of the mind, as pure knowledge. Which is, when you understand what pure knowledge is, you will know what does it mean by saying, Jyotisham Jyotihi. Is it clear now? There's no way of knowing. Okay. Now, let us go to the next verse. Very beautiful verse. This I want all of you to by heart this. Now, memorize this. Know why? Because this is the mantra to be chanted for Arati. Natatra suryo bhati, natatra suryo bhati, nachandra tarakam, nachandra tarakam. This tune I got from Swamiji, okay, from childhood. Nema vidyuto bhanti,
nema vidyuto bhanti,
kutoyam agnihi,
kutoyam agnihi,
tameva bhantam, anubhati sarvam, tasya bhasa,
sarvamidam vibhati.
Okay, now there are verbs. Gacchati, pathati, likhati. Do you remember all these verbs? Third person singular verb, present tense verbs. Gacchati, remember? Gacchati, pathati, likhati. At least three verbs you can't forget. Gacchati, pathati, likhati. Okay, now what? Vibhati. Say now?
Vibhati.
At least ti. At least the word ends with ti. We'll think, see whether it's a verb first. You know? Vibhati. Say now? But don't say Shanti Bhakti. Okay, that's different. Here, Vibhati. Say now? Vibhati. Like Vibhati. We have another verb also. Anubhati. Say now?
Anubhati.
Then Bhanti.
Bhanti.
Bhati. See, first line you have the verb Bhati. Say now?
Bhati.
Shines. Bhati means what? Shines. Next. Same verb gacchati, gacchanti. Like Purul is what? Bhanti. Say now?
Bhanti.
Bhati.
Bhanti.
Gacchati, gacchanti. Similarly, bhati, bhanti. Not bhanti. Okay, bhanti. Now, our Swamiji says, Bhanti janakam brandy. That's what here. So that's why the word bhanti comes from careless, we make bhranti. Okay. So, bhanti, you say, no? Bhanti.
Bhanti.
Bhati.
Bhati.
Bhanti.
Bhanti.
Just to wake you up from sleep. I'm just making you say that. Bhati.
Bhati.
Bhanti.
Bhanti.
But don't make you say after me, you'll sleep. If I keep talking. So shines, shine. Okay? Shines, shine. Singular, plural verb. Now, one more verb. We add V to the bhati. Vibhati. Say now?
Vibhati.
Same meaning. Shines, if you simply say bhati. Vibhati means what? Shines as everything. Shines by itself. Shines as everything. We say vibhati. Say now?
Vibhati.
Now, anubhati. Anubhati means shines after. Isn't it? Look at this. Now, I say, all these colors in this house, green, black, white, blue, isn't it? Red, orange, and then purple, like different, look at this. Oh my God, look at the flowers, beautiful flowers. It's okay, all these different colors. Colors, all these colors, all these objects here are opaque or not. Yes. Opaque means what? They do not shine by themselves. That means what? For them to shine, to reveal their presence, there must be light. They have to reflect light in order to be seen. Isn't it? In order to be illumined. Therefore, they shine after light. Isn't it? So, for the objects to come to light, they are dependent on the light. If the light is not there, they will not reflect light. They cannot, they will not come to light. Therefore, do the opaque objects shine by themselves? No. They shine after the light. What about the light? Does the light shine by itself? Yes. How? We do not need another torchlight or another candlelight or another electric light to know whether there is sunlight or not. Isn't it? So, we don't need another light. So, sunlight bhati. Say now, sunlight bhati, opaque objects, anubhanti. Opaque objects, anubhanti. Sunlight, bhati. Opaque objects, anubhanti. Opaque objects shine after the sunlight. From the standpoint of the opaque object, sunlight, swayam bhati. Swayam bhati. Why? You don't require another light to know whether sun is there or not. But Shastram says, sunlight is self-shining, swayam bhati, from the standpoint of opaque objects. But sunlight also, it does not swayam bhati, is also anubhati, shines after some other light. What is that light which shines after? Seeing power, eyes, sense organ. Isn't it? That's why Drukdrisha we studied what now? Panchadevaha and all that. So all the objects shine after what? Sense objects. Who is dependent on whom to come to light? To be evident. Light is, isn't it, evident. What is the evidence here? What is the proof? Light is proved, established. What is that which establishes, proves the existence of the light? That becomes the evidence for the light. Our seeing power, isn't it? Eyes are the light which lights up the light. Therefore, eyes do not depend upon the sunlight to see, whereas sunlight is dependent on eyes to be seen. Therefore, Sunlight is evident means what? Anubhati. I swayam bhati. Anubhati shines after. Eyes shine by themselves, swayam bhati. Now we say, come on, we can include all other sources of light. All self-luminous bodies, Suryaha, Chandraha, Nakshatra, Tarakam. Tarakam means what? Star. Suryaha, Chandraha, Tarakam, Vidyut. Vidyut means what? Electricity in Sanskrit is called Vidyut, but here it means Vidyutaha, lightning. Always in plural form, Vidyutaha. So, Imaha Vidyutaha na bhanti, Suryaha tatra na bhati, Chandraha tatra na bhati, Tarakam tatra na bhati. We think what? Suryaha, Chandraha, Tarakam, Vidyutaha, Swayam, Bhanti. They all shine by themselves. Why? They are self-luminous bodies. You don't need to say, take a torch and go and see whether sun is there, moon is there, stars are there. Isn't it? In fact, to see the stars in the night, you don't need light. Isn't it? So, because they are self-luminous. And what about the Agnihi fire? Fire also is self-luminous. Isn't it? All different sources of light are self-luminous, isn't it? They are not dependent on other lights. They are all, what now? Illumining factors of these other opaque objects. But they also, the so-called Swayambhati lights also, the self-shining, self-luminous bodies also, shine after the sense organ called eyes. Okay? Therefore what? They shine anubhanti. Anubhanti what? They shine after what? Sense organ. And the sense organ is swayambhati from the standpoint of the sense objects or these lights. But isn't it? But so sense organ also what now? Shines after the light of mind. Thank God I have done this now. Deva Devaha. Isn't it? Shine after what now? Sense organs also shine after the mind. Why? They do not shine by themselves. Swayam Bhanti, but Anubhati. From the standpoint of the mind, they also Anubhanti. Anubhanti. Oh my God, they are all Anubhanti. What is that which is Swayam Bhanti? Isn't it? To understand Jyotisham Jyotihi. Mind also is not Swayambhati, Anubhati. Mind also shines after Sakshi. Sakshi, towards the Sakshi also Anubhati. Sakshi, Swayambhati, not simply Bhati, Vibhati. Bhati shines by itself, Swayambhati. It shines as everything also, vibhati, vidam bhati, shines as everything, isn't it? See, light, sunlight, swayam bhati, it shines as what? Shines in the form of, shines as the mic, shines as the flowers, shines as colors, shines as beings, shines as objects. Isn't minus light, nothing can shine like that here. This consciousness, the pure knowledge alone, knowledge alone shines as the mind, as the senses, as the sense objects, as the whole jagat, as the living things, non-living things, vibhati. Consciousness swayam bhati, natu anubhati. Everything else shines after. Sense objects shine after sense organs. The light shines after the eyes. All the sense objects shine after the sense organs. Sense organs shine after the mind. Mind shines after consciousness. Consciousness swayam bhati. Understand now? Because of the pure light of knowledge alone, by the light of pure consciousness, pure knowledge alone, everything shines. Because of the sunlight alone, varied different opaque objects shine similarly. Because of the light of pure consciousness alone, all the objects become known, illumined, and they shine. Is it clear now? Therefore, I am Agnihi also, what now? Will not reveal consciousness. And it is by the light of consciousness alone, whole jagat shines. Can you just see the Namarupa wave without H2O? Is it possible? When you see the wave, Namarupa, what you see in the form of wave, Namarupa, is H2O. Similarly, when you see any gross form, subtle form, anything you know, I say anything you see in the form of wave, what is invariably you see is H2O. Similarly, to see anything you know, you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you touch is what you know. Anything you know is what? Not is with the pure consciousness, knowledge. Anything you know, known is knowledge. Is it clear now? Therefore, Jyotisham Jyotihi, that one line, one word, is further explained in this mantra. Is it clear now? That pure consciousness is one indivisible partless soul, Shubhram, Nishkalam Brahma, that Nishkalam Brahma, Jyotisham Jyotihi, is Tvam, is actually you. You have to claim it as yours, you. What are you? You have to claim that indivisible partless whole reality as the self. You have to own up that swarupam. No? You are already owning it. You are not able to owning up because you do not know, isn't it? That's why. So he says, Su tatra, say no? Tatra literally means there. Suryaha na bhati. What do we think? Suryaha bhati. Opaque object anubhati. But Shastram says, that's true. Not only opaque object anubhati, Suryaha also anubhati. Therefore, doesn't say Suryaha na bhati. What would Chandraha? Come on. Chandraha borrows light from the sun. Suryaha itself na bhati. What about Chandraha? Chandraha also na bhati. Does not shine. Then what about Tarakam? Come on. When the sun is there, they don't even appear. You can't even see the other stars. No? And then where do they shine? Tarakam also, star also does not shine by itself. Then Imaha Vidyutaha. Vidyutaha, what about this lightning? These various rays of lightning. Imaha Vidyutaha. Na bhanti. Because plural now. Suriha, Chandraha, Tarakam, singular. So na bhati, na bhati, na bhati. Vilangadilla, Vilangadilla, Tanah Vilangadilla, shoulder na apri. Now does not shine. Does not shine by itself. Does not shine by itself. Chandraha na bhati, Suriha na bhati, Tarakam na bhati. What about Vidyutaha? Imaha Vidyutaha, these rays of lightning also what now? Na bhanti. They also do not shine by themselves. Swayam na bibhanti. Then, what about fire? Come on. Kutaha ayam agnihi. How can this fire and other sorts of light be self-luminous? Come on, this also does not shine by itself. It shines after. Understand now, that's all the sources of light. Kutaha ayam agnihi, the question what comes now. In the neruppu enga poi valangapo thanaga. Kutaha ayam agnihi, how does this, now, how is this light going to shine by itself? Now, how can this light shine by itself? Sorry, fire shine by itself. Why? Fire also another source of light like sun, moon and star and lightning. So sun, moon, star and also fire, all these sources of light do not shine by themselves. Na bhati, na bhati, na bhati, na bhanti. I am agnihi kutaha. Agnihi also swayam na bhati. I think you understand Sanskritam now, isn't it? Don't you? Puriya Sanskritam nalla valangadilla ipo? Okay. At least you can know one thing, bhati. Then, tameva bhantam anubhati sarvam. Now he is tameva bhantam. Who is bhati then? Bhati, objective is what? Bhantam. Tanaha ulrihindra avanaye. Tam anuptam bhantam. Him who shines by himself. That which shines by itself. What is it which shines by itself? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, jyotisham jyotihi, atma jyotihi, paranjyotihi, brahma, nishkalam brahma, shubhram paranjyotihi, jyotisham jyotihi, hiranmaye koshe shines. That which shines in one's own mind, that jyotihi, what he says here, no? That tam eva bhantam. Who shines by himself? Who shines by, what is it which shines by itself? What is self-shining, self-revealing, you know, self-evident? Consciousness. Tameva bhantam sarvam anubhati. When it says sarvam anubhati, the whole jagat shines after that which shines by itself. விளங்குகின்ற அனைத்தும் தானாக விளங்குகின்ற பரம்பொருளை சார்ந்தே விளங்குகின்றன. Understand now? All these things shine after that which shines by itself. தமேவ பாந்தம் அனுபாதி சர்வம் அனுபாதி. Nothing ஸ்வயம் பாதி. There's nothing which shines by itself. Everything shines after that. What is that? Which shines by itself. Tameva swayam bhantam, tameva chaitanya rupam bhagavantameva sarvam anubhanti. Anubhati. Everything shines after that reality, that Lord. Who is that Lord here now? Swayam prakasha. Chaitanyam. Sanubhati sarvam. Tasya bhasa idam sarvam vibhati. Sarvam idam vibhati. All, everything which shines here. All that is, no, all the different things which, everything which shines here. Idam sarvam vibhati. Everything shines here, shines after that light, shines because of that light of consciousness. Tasya bhasa, by the light of consciousness only. Bhas means light. Bhasa, by the light. Light of whom? Tasya, light of that atma. Atma jyotisha eva, by the light of consciousness alone, everything shines in multi, okay? Everything in multifarious forms. Everything here shines by the light of consciousness alone. Is it clear now? That is why we say what now? When you do go to the temple, do aarti like this. And what do? We put the camphor. Sanctum sanctorum is what? Paraha Hiranmayaha Koshaha is what? Sanctum sanctorum of the temple. There is Chaitanyam, pure knowledge. How? Dark. Murti is standing there. And there one small wick will be there. Isn't it? That you know there is reality. You know there is Bhagavan. You know you are. But you don't know how you are, what you are. You don't know how Bhagavan is. You don't know what the reality is, how the reality is. So what you do? You approach the teacher, the guru, who is Archakar in the temple. Then Archakar, what he does? He takes the shastram called camphor. And he lights the camphor shastram. And he show, this teaching begins from here. come and see from here, bottom to top, this is how Bhagavan is. He says, Natatra Suryo Bhati Na Chandra Tarakam Nema Vidyuto Bhanti Kutoya Magnihi. Where is this fire going to show Bhagavan? Reality, you. You illumine everything. How is this light? Is light going to illumine you? Isn't it? Chandraha, Suryaha, Nakshatram, Tarakam, no, na bhanti. Vidyutaha, imaha, vidyutaha, na, swayam, na bhanti. Tameva sarvam anubhanti. Everything shines after that light. Then he shows. Then what happens? In the light of Shastra Jnanam, you see pure consciousness as what? The sat, the whole nishkalam, virajam, no Brahma, ijo as jyotisham, jyotihi, hiranmaye, parekoshe, the teacher teaches nama rupa rahitam sat, the chit here as what? In the mind. How do you know? And then he shows in the buddhi, you see. What do you understand there? My God, there is only one thing which swayam vibhati, swayam bhati, anyani bhasayati. Isn't it? There is only one thing which shines by itself. What is one thing which shines by itself? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness. Why does it shine? That is its swarupam. Why does it illumine? That is its swarupam. Isn't it? You can't ask why sunshine. That is swarupam. Like that, pure knowledge is swarupam of the reality. Isn't it? It's there as the Sakshi. That does not depend upon mind or senses or the sense objects to be evident. Understand now? That is the evidence. Consciousness will never be evident to mind. Consciousness will never be evident to the sense organs. Consciousness will not be evident to any objects. Understand now? Every object is evident to the self. Understand what is self? Self is consciousness. Sense object is evident. You are the evidence. Evident to you. Sense organs are evident to you, the self. Mind is evident to you, the self. But you are self-evident. Therefore, you are evidence. And so now, swayam bhati, sarvam anubhati. The whole jagat, all the sources of light shine after that awareness. Include your sense organs and the mind, illuminator one and two in the jagat. Understand now, everything shines after that consciousness alone. That is what? Jyotisham Jyotihi. Is clear now? So we'll stop here. Natatra Suryo Bhati.
Natatra Suryo Bhati.
Na Chandra Tarakam. Nema Vidyuto Bhanti.
Nema Vidyuto Bhanti.
Kutoya Magnihi.
Kutoya Magnihi.
Tameva Bhantam.
Tameva Bhantam.
Anubhati Sarvam.
Anubhati Sarvam.
Tasya Bhasa.
Tasya Bhasa.
Sarvamidam Vibhati.
Sarvamidam Vibhati.
Got the verse now? Any doubt? The whole mechanism, biography of an individual is presented very technically in the vision. We will see that. You can see the connections now. You will enjoy it. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.